Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've been going over the Falcons' first quarter, how they've performed. And like we've been talking about, some games have just been great and super fun to watch. Some, a little bit painful. So we've been going through each position and giving different grades. Today on the docket, we've had the linebackers, the wide receivers, and you gave the linebackers A's, right, Mike?
Yes.
And then wide receivers were?
I gave them a C-.
C-.
Yeah. Okay. And I was close to giving them more of a failing grade, but Drake is just so good.
Right.
So good.
Right. Now we need to get to the tight ends. So how are you feeling about them at this point during the season?
Again, it's weird. And I had the same conversation in my mind about Divine Diablo and Caden Ellis. They're both in the same position group. They both do such different things. It's almost like you would have to put Caden as an edge and Divine in his own kind of category because that's how unique he is. And it's the same way, even to a greater extent, with the tight ends. Like, Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts do not play the same position. It ain't even close. Mm-hmm. It's almost a crime that they're even called both tight ends. Like, it's not even remotely the same thing. Kyle Pitts is a receiver that sometimes lines up at tight end. And Charlie Warner is what I used to call an H-back that is lining up at fullback and running back a lot of times. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast for what they're being asked to do inside this offense. But I try to put them under one umbrella so I can give them one grade and, you know, count them both as tight ends. And you also, because his role has expanded, got to give some time to Tegan Quatoriano, who is tight end 3 and has had more of an expanded role here in the last couple of weeks offensively, specifically in short yardage situations. I am giving the tight ends a B. I think that Kyle Pitts has, and we've talked about this multiple times with myself and Bo, that has risen to the occasion in terms of him being in a contract season, in terms of him maybe finally being healed off of the knee surgery from a long time ago. But I've seen a grit and an effort out of him on game day that I didn't think that he had in him. Hmm. He is taking pride in his blocking. I've seen it multiple times, him celebrating blocks and running off the field happy when he's made blocks on the exterior. I also think he's attacking the football when it's coming his direction in a way that I haven't seen in quite some time. He's always wanted the ball, but it seems more times than not when he gets the ball in his hands or when he has the ability to that he is attacking the football. Charlie Warner is another one. He kind of fits in that category. He does the grunt work. I think that he has had multiple occasions where I've wanted more out of his blocks. I mentioned the other day, they tried to run a wham play, which is Charlie Warner blocking a defensive tackle, motioning from the outside in, and it didn't work. He got completely stunned, kind of driven back. It was like he's like he got hit on the chin and wasn't sure what to do. There has been multiple times I've watched Charlie and thought, okay, I need more. But the optics of it are very clear when you look at the stats. When Charlie Warner's on the field, this offense is way better. It just is what it is. So I'm settling on a B. I think that not a lot of what Kyle Pitts' output is in terms of the stats are kind of up to him because I think the effort's there on his route running. Has he been great in every block he's thrown? No, he's been completely blown back on numerous short yardage style plays. That's why Tegan Quatoriano is more a part of the picture now. But I'm settling in on B. I think Kyle Pitts has been great. And again, all of this kind of comes back to the expectations I had for this unit. Kyle Pitts has definitely exceeded those, and you got to give him kudos. And Charlie Warner is the guy that does a little bit of everything.
I'm right there with you, and I'm glad that I'm agreeing with the former offensive lineman
there
when it
go.
Comes to this,
and
former tight end, too, so there
yeah,
you go. Give him a little credit. I'm also at a B because, again, we didn't, unfortunately, expect too much from Kyle Pitts. Like, you know, whatever we get from Kyle Pitts this season is what we get, And we have been pleasantly surprised by Kyle Pitts, not only as far as what his production has been as a pass catcher, but as you were just talking about, as a blocker too. And it's more so, I feel like it's more so about the effort than him actually. Obviously, you want him actually being good at making blocks as well too. He has to actually be good at it. But I, honestly, I'm just glad the effort's there.
I was going to say, the word we had like 2 weeks ago was willingness. It was like the word of the day is willing. He's been willing to block.
And the one thing I do want to see, and I love Charlie Warner, and I love his, like you said, his versatility, being able to throw a block. He can be that, you know, kind of fullback as well. And we look, we have so many mouths to feed that it's hard to get Charlie Warner a little bit more involved. But I would honestly love to see a wrinkle where we're getting Charlie Warner maybe a little bit more involved in the pass game, a little more leak out, a couple, few more leak outs for him. But again, all in all, I feel like what we have gotten from the tight ends is just about what you could have wanted as far as Charlie Warner. And then Kyle Pitts, as far as the bright side goes, I feel like he is finally starting to become that piece that we saw and hoped he could be his rookie year. And look, we still need more consistency, but I've been happy overall with the tight ends.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I do think that Charlie Warner as part of the pack, I think it's a great point. I think that a lot of times in these bye weeks, you go into self-scout mode and you kind of are like, all right, how are other teams looking at us? Like, you kind of scout yourself. Like, the offense will go look at their formations, their tendencies, where they're running the ball well, where they're not running the ball well, how, you know, who's carrying the ball on screens and everything else. And you'll probably look at Charlie Warner lining up in the running back spot and shotgun on third down and think, okay, at some point, we're going to have to show this. We're going to have to leak him out on a screen through the A gap. We're going to have to, you know, run him out into the flat and get the ball to him. At some point, you've got to show the ability to get the ball to Charlie Warner. I think that's a great point.
If you had brought this report card home to your parents that you've been giving out to the Falcons today, there's an A, B, C, would they have been happy or they've been like, time to improve?
Well, the C minus, I would have told my mom, I'd be like, you know, the teacher gave this pop quiz that I just wasn't, I wasn't ready for. So that's on me. But yeah, I mean, the beauty of it is this is not a end of semester report card. This is your 6 week, you know, this is the 6 week report card that you used to get. So a lot of time left to, you know, improve, and hopefully these guys can stay healthy and come off the bye week refreshed and get things pointed in the right direction for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the C wouldn't have been good. Well, all right, it's time to, you know, step it up a little bit in that one. Why are you struggling there? But all otherwise, you know, A's and B's, we're cool with that.
We're solid. Passing.
We're solid on that.
Well, if you want to start your Thanksgiving week with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. You can sign up right now at 929thegame.com. Click the events link. We also have it posted and pinned to the top of the at 929 Morning Shift account on Twitter. Sign up now because the foursomes do fill up quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets November 24th. Real quick, I want to say congrats to Courtney from Atlanta and James from Decatur. They won the MGK tickets. We will have another
Machine
pair
Gun Kelly
tomorrow.
Yep. Little Baron Burtons.
Just a dab.
Just a dab of Baron Burtons, the everyday hot sauce. Actually, will have to say this real quick. Bo, he gives us the Baron Burtons products, sure. The everyday hot sauce, W sauce. The everyday hot sauce, definitely my favorite.
That a boy.
Definitely my favorite. I can put that on just about anything. All right. We will get to what I was talking about as far as the one person that I think can save the Falcons and, you know, help the Falcons get out of this rut. We'll get to that in just a minute. Because this has been on my mind, too, and I've been doing this recently in my free time. I've been going back before the new Avengers movie comes out next year, so I've got time. But I also just wanted to do it just because I was interested in it. I've gone back and watched all the X-Men movies. I haven't finished yet, but I've been going back and watching all the X-Men movies in chronological order.
Wow.
Just because that actually is the X-Men series was actually very solid. Like,
how many are there?
Oh, there's a good bit. There's the X-Men Origins Wolverine. There's the original trilogy, Days of Future Past, Apocalypse, The New Mutants, Dark Phoenix. So there's a few. There's a lot in there.
I thought there was like two.
Nah, there's the OG X-Men.
Yeah,
there's
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I mean, well, Hugh Jackman is in all these other ones too.
I'm dumbfounded right now.
And then there's like spinoffs from that.
Yeah.
This is why I have trouble getting into this because I feel like I'm so far behind. Like, I don't even know where to start.
But see, that's what I want to tell you. when you go on this journey of rewatching everything, because I'm getting to the point where like there was some I haven't seen, but when you get into the journey and you tie like the whole story together, it really makes you appreciate like, dang, they really put all this together and they told a whole story with this and brought it all together.
I'll get with you on a roadmap. Yes. I'll get with you on a roadmap.
Okay, so the one person that I think could, you know, help the Falcons right about now, and not the Falcons in the bad spot, but I honestly just thought this was a kind of funny-ish story. His name is Arkeas Smith. Why is he important? There was obviously the Falcons were at home against the Commanders last week. A Commanders fan, I had it mixed up. There was a Patriots fan at the Commanders Washington game.
Okay.
And he just kept yelling out 28-3.
Ugh.
And so,
what?
Arkeas ends up, so he didn't start the fight, but there ends up being a fight. And Arkeas, he handled business. Handled business.
What in God's name are we even?
He was defending our honor on our behalf.
He was taking Matt.
At a Patriots?
No, at the Commanders game.
Okay.
There was a Patriots fan who just kept yelling out 28-3.
So he defended our honor.
He defended our honor. He defended Mercedes-Benz.
Like, bro,
defended the tailgate.
I'm not going to let you do this.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm obviously, you know, again, he didn't start the fight, but we need more people like Arkeas. Yeah. we get more fans like Arkeas Smith. He's going to help.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do y'all have friends like Arkeas Smith that feel like they are the ones that have to always set the record straight, no matter if they're a part of the argument or not? Like a Patriots fan, I would be the kind of guy, like if I went to a tailgate and it was, you know, the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss versus Mississippi State, I'm not getting in the middle of that. But I have friends / family members that are always like, I'm going to be the carrier of honor here. I'm not going to let this be badmouthed.
And also, too, can I just say this? If you're a Patriots fan, why are you at a Falcons Commanders game?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Was he wearing Patriots swag, or do we know because this was an interview later?
I don't know because it was an interview
later.
Okay,
as long as he wasn't wearing Patriots swag, I'm good with it.
He might have been, though. I'm not sure.
I've gone to college football games that are not Bama games, and I just don't wear Bama stuff, but it just is what it is.
What is his name again?
Arkeas Smith.
Arkeas Smith.
Yes.
He is sending the message that you don't come to Atlanta and start talking smack
exactly.
like that.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know that I want the Patriots fan to be the flag bearer, but I appreciate it nonetheless. We can all use more people like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love
Shout
you.
Shout out to that
Arkeas
guy.
Snit. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
defend your honor, Atlanta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.